This is another tough winter storm here. Guidance is not exactly in a good agreement, even almost even like 12, 24 hours out. This is kind of a tough one here. But I'll kind of go over the general specifics here of what we're looking at. So during the day today, we're really warm right now here. I mean, as of 5 o'clock a.m. here, we're sitting pretty at 49, 50 degrees here at the office. Because we've got this nice warm air in place, a lot of the stuff that's going to move up today, we should be getting some precipitation arriving here later this morning and afternoon. A lot of this is going to start off as rain, a nice soaker for us. It's going to wash off all that salt on the roads and give us a nice car wash, too. Eventually, though, what's going to happen is we are going to have a front move through this evening and tonight. And what that front is going to do is it's going to usher in a lot of cold air coming in here, especially tomorrow. And what's going to happen eventually, because we have this precipitation still sticking around, is that cold air is going to eventually change everything over to pretty much all snow tomorrow. We could have a little bit of some mixed precipitation, like sleet and freezing rain tonight. And the other additional concern we have, too, is that we've got all this rain that's going to be sitting on a lot of surfaces, like roads and sidewalks. And what's going to happen is when that cold air moves right over it, that water is going to freeze right over. So you're going to have ice. You're going to have pretty quick freeze-ups on a lot of surfaces that are left untreated. And then on top of that, we have some snow for tomorrow. We're expecting a lot of this, especially for the viewing area, the listening area for you guys down there towards Toledo and south. We're expecting a bit of snow here, mostly during the daytime hours Thursday here. So looking at about about 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. here from what we're looking at. And again, another challenging storm here right now, but we're expecting right now generally roughly about maybe 1 to 3 inches here in the Quad Cities, and then you get south towards like Monmouth and Roseville, we're looking at about 3 to 6 inches, and then towards Macomb, we're looking at about 3 to 8 inches down there. The challenge is, and it kind of seems like these aren't really high amounts. On amounts paper-wise, it doesn't look impressive, but the problem is we're dealing with a lot of hazards here, multifaceted hazards, as we like to call it. We have the rain first, which is going to quickly ice over tonight once we get that cold air, and then we've got the freezing rain on top of that and the sleet, and then we got the snow. So we've got a whole bunch of different kinds of wintry precipitation that are going to kind of all mix together to make a lot of hazards really quick for those who aren't prepared.
And then are the winds going to be an issue at all?
Yes. Yeah. So right now we're looking at winds looking at about 30 miles per hour gusts here tonight and then into tomorrow here. So that could create some reduced visibility, especially in areas that are seeing some heavy snowfall rates. And again, we're talking about those areas like down towards Macomb, Galesburg, and so forth that are likely going to be in the heaviest part of the snow band here for a while.